Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hey, welcome everybody to my podcast. I'm so excited to be with you guys. I want to talk to you about breaking belief systems so that you can attain the victory. Some of you are needing victories. Well, we're all needing victories in certain areas. And how to attain the victory, we're going to have to break systems of belief. We're going to have to break the way we are thinking, because in order for us to attain the victory, we're going to have to break all the mindsets that we have that are just erroneous. They're wrong. We have adopted them and they are completely wrong. So in order for us to attain the victory, it's going to require us to have a renewed mind. And so I am excited about this. Listen, I was in prayer the other day. It was my birthday. And when I went before the Lord, I said, God, today what I want on my birthday is I want to spend time with you. And I want to just hear you today. And I literally saw myself in the womb of my mother. And when I saw myself in the womb of my mother, I heard, perceiving like the voice of God. And he said to me, daughter, before the foundations of the earth, I formed you. Before you were in your mother's womb, I called you by name. And I thought, I was weeping in the presence of God. But I thought, God, how is it that we don't attain the fullness in our journeys? You know, what is it that stops us? Obstacles that begin to come into our lives that don't let us reach further than what we were really called to reach. And then the Lord spoke to me and he said, we start to adopt systems and ways of thinking. Listen, I wasn't born when I was born it was the ninth month. My mom had me. We weren't born thinking erroneous. We started to adopt a form of thinking. And that is what's hindering the body of Christ from receiving the fullness of the victory. And I include myself in that. So what's really stopping us is our limitations and the limitations that we have put on ourselves, because we serve a limitless God. The God that we serve is a limitless God. And we read time and time again throughout scriptures that he said, if you believe, it shall be done. If you believe, it shall be given to you. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move, and it shall be moved. Nothing will be impossible to him that believes. It's about our belief system. So if I serve a God that is limitless, then where is this limitation coming from? The limitation is coming from our own mindsets. So what's prohibiting a lot of people from receiving the victory is their system of thinking. In other words, we have limited ourselves. God didn't limit us. God says, I created you. I formed you. I knitted you in your mother's womb. So he has a perfect plan. I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, and not plans of destruction, plans to give you hope and a good future. So who's limiting us? We ourselves are limiting us. So people can't limit us. As a matter of fact, people can't even limit us, because nobody can curse what God has blessed. People can try to put a curse on you, but that curse is broken because Jesus already hung on the cross. And the Bible says he became a curse so that you and I can become blessed. It's not Satan. Satan can't limit us. He has been destroyed. The Bible says that Jesus has already defeated him on that cross 2,000 years ago. Who is putting these limitations? We are. We are limiting ourselves. We are telling ourselves we can't. And perhaps we've not voiced it audibly, but in the depths of our belief system, I wonder how much in the belief system we've adopted that has prevented us from really receiving and attaining the victory. So I like to say it this way. For the breakthrough to come into your life, hear me, there is no limitation. The only limitation that exists is the ones that we have put in our own mind. So it's time to break the limits off of our minds so that we can receive the fullness of what God has for us. One of my greatest fears, and I think it's a healthy fear, is to be in heaven, get to heaven, God look at me and say, daughter, look at all I had for you on the earth. But the reason why I did not attain it was because I didn't believe it. Because I thought I couldn't reach it. Listen, businessman. Listen, businesswoman. Listen, pastor. Listen, preacher. Listen, woman of God, man of God, son of God. The only limitation The only thing that is limiting you from success is you. Nobody can stop you. The only one that can stop you is your belief system. So there are key principles that we've got to look at, and we've got to go, have I adopted some belief system throughout my life? Because when God showed me that vision of me being in my mother's womb, I started to think about my own life. I said, God, nobody told me I couldn't. I started to believe that I couldn't. So a lot of times we start to adopt these things because of what people have said to us. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says that God has given us, according to his power, everything that we need to succeed. Think about that. God has given you everything that you need to accomplish, to succeed, to advance, to conquer, to have the victory, to attain what it is that you're wanting to attain. To pass that test, God has given you everything that you need, according to his power, to be able to pass that test. To be able to do what God has called you to do, he's given you the power. So what are these belief systems that are obstacles from attaining that victory? Number one, listen, you don't feel worthy. When you don't feel worthy, you have limited God. When you think you can't, you feel worthless. Listen, that is the biggest limitation that you can put on God. You don't feel worthy. You don't feel like you can. You feel less than. You feel like you came from the wrong side of the tracks. I didn't grow up in that family. I didn't grow up rich. Nobody in my family ever got a degree. You don't understand where we came from. My father was an alcoholic. My mother was in prison. You don't understand. My mom was raped. And because of that, you know, she bore me. Listen, it doesn't matter where you came from. Your parents were just the vehicle, the tool that God used to bring you on the earth. But you are not just an ordinary person. You are an extraordinary person. And until you adopt that belief system and understand whose you are and who you are, and you can look in the mirror and go, I am not just anybody. I am a daughter of God. I am a son of God. And most of the time, why we adopt that belief system is from what others have told us. We adopt a belief system because we have believed a lie. We have believed that we are less than. So we've got to break that form, that system of belief. I don't know what a teacher told you. I don't even know what a pastor told you. Because pastors, yes, we make errors and we make so many mistakes. But listen, no matter who told you what, who cursed you, the Bible says nobody can curse what God has blessed. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can limit you but you. No matter what anybody has told you, hear me and hear me well. What matters is what God says about you. And you are worth it. You are worthy. Yes, God wants to do it in you. Yes, God wants to do it through you. But apostle, you don't understand where I came from. I'm like the underdog. That's awesome. That you are a perfect candidate to see the greatness of God through you. Because God always uses an underdog. God always uses somebody who didn't look the part. That's why he says he confounds the wise. In other words, God uses what is shameful, what looks like it's not worth it. Why? Because God's going to get the glory out of your story. And so you are worth it. You've got to break that form and that system of belief. How is this system of belief preventing me from getting the victory? Number one, you feel not worthy. Number two, you've got to break this belief system that says that this is as far as I can go. The devil is a huge liar. This is not as far as you can go because there are no limits to God. God is the God that tells me to expand my territory, to stretch my territory. He tells us time and time again. The only one that's limiting, trying to put a cap on you is the devil. That spirit of Python that wants to come and limit you, puts a line on your life and says, this is as far as you're going to go. This is as much money you're going to have. This is as many members you're going to have. This is as much as you can produce in your business. That is a lie. Do not accept that lie. That is a belief system that is erroneous, that comes from the pit of hell, that comes from Satan, that comes from demonic things to try to stop you. The devil is scared of where you're going. The devil is afraid that you are getting and going from glory to glory, victory to victory, and faith to faith. Our God is a God of movement. Our God is a God of expansion. Our God that wants to expand your business, whatever it is, God is a God of expansion. He's not a God of limitation. limitation. He's a God of addition. He's a God of multiplication. He's a God of increase. He's a God of dimensions. He's a God of the impossibilities. There is nothing impossible to God. So you have to break that form and that system of belief that says that this is as far as you are going to go. Break that in the name of Jesus. Do not accept it. Do not accept it. Break that lie in Jesus' mighty name. The next and last one I want to tell you is that the enemy starts to tell you that you are undeserving of whatever it is that God wants to give you. And so we start to limit ourselves and we put parameters around us and we start to go, you know what? I'm undeserving. I've messed up too much. I have failed God too much. I don't think that God's going to do it because, you know, lo and behold, all these years that I had, I failed God. So, hey, you know what? This is my lot in life. These are the cards and this is it. You know, this is all there is to me. That is such a lie. God is a God of redemption. He redeems the time. Joel chapter 2 says that he will redeem the time that the locusts have stolen. I don't know what your past looks like, but whatever your past was, let it go. All things are being made new. You are deserving of it. I don't care how many times you failed. God is a God of redemption. God is a God of restoration. And the plan of God has not changed over your life. No matter how many times you failed, no matter how many times you have, you know, done or promised something to God and didn't fulfill it, God is a God of redemption. Break that belief system in the name of Jesus. I'm coming to you and I'm going to pray for every belief system that you have adopted that is completely just opposite of what God has already spoken to you through the word of God. And I'm going to pray that you begin to renew your mind. You've got to renew your mind to receive the victory. If you're going to attain it, you've got to renew your mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Renew your mind. Start to meditate on whatever is true, whatever is good, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good cheer, whatever is true. Think about those things. Meditate on the word of God. Meditate on what God is saying. Begin to renew your mind. Begin to break all limitation. Begin to break it. Ask questions to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, where did that limitation come from? Who told me what? And who said this? Listen, I'm going to end with this. When I was younger, one man who was a religious man, by the way, and this religious man said to me, you can't because you are a woman. And I thought that that thought didn't get inside of me, but that thought did. And I began to question myself. God didn't question me. God formed me. He had a plan for me. And all because I was a woman. And hear me well, I began to break that lie. So if I'm a woman or a man, God wants to expand his kingdom. So if there's any religious people watching, hear me. The kingdom of God is going to be advancing. And this is what the Lord spoke to me. Daughter, anybody could have picked it up. The apostolic mantle, anybody could have picked that up, you know, that I have called, but a lot of men didn't pick it up. So I'm calling you right now, rise in the name of Jesus. Hear me. Some of you have adopted thoughts, words that people release. That's what I'm perceiving. And you've got to analyze and say, did I accept a limitation? You've got to break that thing, man. Did God say it to you or did man say it to you? The Bible says, let man be a liar and God be true. God is speaking to his people and he's saying, break that belief system because I've got great things coming to you. So I'm gonna pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break every form and systems of belief that are erroneous, that are lies that came from hell, that are lies that came from the enemy to target them, to stop them, to limit them. Today, I am breaking that cap. I break that lid. I break that chain. I break that limitation off of the people. Everything that they have adopted felt less than, felt unworthy. Today, I uproot that lie. And Father, I plant the truth. Breathe the truth in them, God. I declare that the truth is going to prevail in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining and tuning in with us week after week. Please share this podcast with everybody you know. I want you to share it with everybody, please. I want you to expand the kingdom of God with me. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. If you know five friends, go and tell them to subscribe and get this word inside of people's spirit. If you're a church member in another nation, please go share it with your members. And I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. So please comment down below. I do read them. If you have a prayer petition or anything like that, I'd love to read it and pray for you and stand in agreement for your miracle. I declare that before the year is over, miracles, victories are starting to come to your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I love you guys. Till next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.